Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I don't think you do. And I still have that comment playing over and over again in my head from yesterday. Doug Whaley. Love Doug. Still one of the most insane things that's ever been said. Remember he said Mike Tomlin should think about going to USC, and then it was brought to Tomlin's attention. And Mike made the famous, there's not a booster with a big enough blank check. I actually thought Doug was bringing up a very intriguing possibility there with Tomlin taking the big college money.
Well, mainly because it would have gotten Mike out of town, which you desperately wanted.
Well, I don't want it now.
Give it like a, literally give it one, like 72 hours from now, you might want him out of town.
And I just I had a deluge of messages on these Whaley comments. A couple of them from the Steelers, who assured me as a Steelers fan that that would never, ever, ever happen, where they would take a guy out to sacrifice games to reduce his pay for future seasons.
I'm glad that they wanted to appeal to you, the Steelers fan.
So if anybody thought that Doug Whaley was onto something here and the Steelers would have some chicanery going on, much like the Pirates allegedly did with Rowdy Tellez, you don't have to worry about that. We do, I think, have an interesting discussion about Justin Fields' future in Pittsburgh and something that Austin Bechtold, a.k.a. City Limits, brought to my attention. And Donnie, I'm going to ask you to text a man that you've hosted shows with. And Chris, I guess you could do the same thing. I could do it, even though I didn't often host with Joe. But we did do actually a Steelers postgame year together.
He could just call in as like Bill from...
Blonox.
Bill from Blonox.
Bill from Clinton. Willard.
Bill from Clinton. Bill from Clinton. Thank you. Thomas from Jefferson.
Apparently, Austin was talking about how he thought they should break their rule of not negotiating in season with players to sign Fields to an extension now. And Joe fired back at him and said, wrong. It's not a rule. It only applies to players who are non-quarterbacks. They've signed quarterbacks to extensions in season. You've lived here longer than I have. I've been here, I guess the only player this would have applied to for me would have been Ben.
They certainly wouldn't have been signed a backup quarterback to an extension midseason.
They never signed Ben to an extension in season.
I feel like I would have remembered that if it had happened. I'm flummoxed at what, did he say which quarterback
no.
he was referring to?
No, Austin said he didn't.
My understanding of the unofficial rule that is held fast as it might as well be put in granite is they had Eric Green in 93 when free agency started, and it was his contract situation was a major distraction. Dan Rooney felt it negatively affected Green and the team, vowed he would never negotiate a deal in season. We either get it done or that's it.
And that has withstood 30 years of... Steelers GM changes and different Roonies at the helm of the organization, and to the best of my knowledge, it's never happened.
So the problem is, my first thought was to go to SpotTrac and see, when they do all the contract details for players, do they give you the date that the deal was inked?
Yeah.
They don't. So Football Reference, because it's not like a trade or things like that, they wouldn't have
it. Can you text him, Donnie? Can you send the text to Joe? Okay, thank you.
I mean, he's probably listening, so I think he would tell me or text me probably and say, what are they talking about?
Or when he said, like, wrong to Austin, was he doing it just to be
here,
his...
I've got it. Going back to 2010, so this would have taken up his rookie deal, right, basically? And then, like, whatever they might have done in 08 or 07. Re-signed April 24th, 2019 was his last contract that, like, they have data on it. Like, they re-signed him. Yeah, April 24th. Yeah. So it happened out of season.
Yeah, I never remember that happening with Ben, but maybe Joe went into the archives or asked somebody from the Steelers to look into that, and they said no to him that you can sign quarterbacks in season. So if you can do it, then this conversation is even more of a legitimate one. And here's something I heard. Here's a little rumor on Fields, okay?
Little birdie chirp to you.
I was told if the Steelers wanted to, this offer could get a deal done now. Okay. Right now.
Okay.
Put the paper in front of him.
He'll put
his big old John Hancock on that thing right now.
Is it just probably a humongous J? Did he say that weird to you, Donnie?
I said John Hancock.
You emphasized
what?
The back half of Hancock's name. Most people say his John Hancock. You want his John Hancock.
Yeah.
Donnie heard it too.
Why are you laughing, Donnie?
He had the same smirk
I had.
You guys,
stop trying to derail this segment with sophomore BS.
He had the same smirk I had because he heard the same thing I did. Anyway, this deal could get done. He'd go J and then squiggles, F and then squiggles.
2-year extension.
Mm-hmm.
$50 million.
So basically what it would have cost on the to tag him before the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Option.
The fifth-year option, yes, not the tag. The fifth-year option, done plus one more year of it. I would do that in a heartbeat. That's cheap. 2 years, $50 million.
But if you think the bubble is going to burst, or if you think Russell Wilson can still do better.
Quite honestly, if I think he is a league-average quarterback at the end of the day, $25 million is more than going right.
And so Chris Mueller would want to commit to 2 more years to league-average quarterback play?
Well, I don't think you'd be getting league average quarterback play. I do think he's going to be slightly above average, at least. Like, I think he's going to turn into an above average quarterback. I've been a little bit, you know, more sold than I thought I would be by the start of the Justin Fields
tenure. And 3 games is enough for you to say the hell with it, I'd give him $25 million a year.
Just because, as I try to often point out, that's just not that much money when it comes to a quarterback now. If you think the guy is a player you can win with, that is not
a lot of money. But it's a lot of money compared to what they're paying quarterbacks this year. Combined, the two are making less than $5 million, which has allowed for them to have this roster that, other than wide receiver, there seems to be a lot of depth and talent spread throughout it.
The odd thing about it is they still only have, I believe, one player who is making top 100 money in the entire NFL, and that's
TJ Watt.
They have a lot of like 8-9 million guys. They have a lot of like semi-premium assets.
Minka's making around $18 million, so he must fall right outside of that list.
He's just outside. I think the 100th ranked guy in the league is making something like $19 million a year.
Donnie, if I tell you they could do this right now, and Field says, I'm in, you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Chris said it right there. Like, people will scoff at that right off the bat, like think that that is just some huge, huge number that maybe the player has not played up to that ability, sure, but that's just the going rate. And I would say just look at the contracts and the figures for really any other quarterback that has signed one around the league. And I would think that there are even a couple that have signed those big deals that Justin Fields is a better player than. And
but those teams regret those contracts. You know, like, is he better than that? We mentioned this yesterday. Would you rather have Justin Fields at this number than Daniel Jones making $40 million a year? Of course you would. But
here's maybe
that still
a better
doesn't
question.
Make it a good decision. My hesitation here is it locks you into Justin Fields as your quarterback for 2025 and 2026. I am still, for as excited as I am and as optimistic as I feel about him, I don't want to do that based off of 3 games. That's where it's not, oh man, that's so much money. It's that So it's one thing if you paid him and you could get away with it like Trubisky and say, well, if we draft the quarterback and he does better than Mitch, that's not too much for a backup. It's expensive backup money, but it's still kind of backup quarterback money. The Gardner Minshew contract with the Raiders, I think, is $12 million a year, something like that. Sam Darnold's $10 million a year. That's a lot for a backup. It's cheap for a starter. If Fields ends up getting hurt or his play tail falls way off, you're going to have a $25 million backup quarterback around for the next 2 years?
How much longer
that's an albatross
would he have
deal.
To, how much longer would he have to basically play as he is or a little bit better for you to feel better about it?
I think we'd have to get to like December.
How about 10 games?
I still don't think that's enough.
But like 13 games is? Because December would be about 13.
Okay, yeah, 13
now what if he
14
pops
games?
Off a little bit and says, price of brick went up a little.
Then you know what that is for more information? I'd pay for it. I'd pay for more intel on him.
Geno Smith makes $25 million a year. He is a bargain at 25. He is better. That is the 20th ranked quarterback AAV. He is much better than the 20th quarterback in the league. Minshew, then there's a huge drop off. Geno Smith is the last guy at what you would even call like mid-tier money. And then it's Minshew 12.5, Darnold, you know, and then Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, Jaden Daniels, those rookie deals start coming into play. I would do it. I just have a weird feeling the guy is going to end up being very good.
But that's what you're basing it, though, on, a weird feeling.
I saw like a little chart today that even made me feel better about what he's done so far.
Is it that chart that listed all the Browns quarterbacks and how they've done compared to Deshaun Watson, and Watson's the worst one ever?
No, that makes me laugh and feel good for a different reason, because it's just schadenfreude. No, they...
Excuse me? What'd you say?
Schadenfreude.
Donnie, do you know what that word means?
Joel and I are doing the whole last half hour tonight on that.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah, 7 to 7:30.
The schadenfreude.
Do you know what it means, Pony?
Yeah, it's when you take delight in other person's misfortune or misery.
I would say schadenfreude is a pretty common term that people know in this country, even though it's a German word.
I mean, I've heard the word. I've just never even thought of like a care in the world to look it up.
I just think it's funny that he tries to go, Donnie, can you believe this elitist guy? And then I say, so do you know what it means? He goes, of course I do.
You've definitely used worse, I'll say that.
Listeners tweeting in to say you definitely emphasized a weird part of the word Hancock there, too. He definitely emphasized the last syllable.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, though, no, the chart very quickly here is all the talk has been, and I've read plenty of articles praising him, saying he really does look like a guy who's making real strides as a quarterback, which is why you say you'd pay for the extra information.
Yep.
I think I'd be willing to take the risk for the early, get in early on the ground floor. He has thrown the lowest percentage of passes to the least open receivers on average in the entire NFL of any quarterback this year. By comparison, Lamar throws a ton of passes to very open receivers, and he's completing 73% of them. That is a...
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Very good.
Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for a half century. We'll get Steve Palazzolo's thoughts on this topic in 15 minutes. If you could sign Justin Fields to a 2-year, $50 million extension this afternoon, would you do it, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. Tons of people want to chime in on this, as I thought they might. Let's start with Dave in North Huntington. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Pony. I'm with you on it.
Because you're smart, Dave. I know you've called in before. You've got a big football IQ, so I'm going to take that as a compliment that you're on my side here.
All right. Yeah, need to see more. I want to see him going against some of the divisional games later in the year when the weather and everything else, you know, the typical Steeler quarterback play.
Guy did play in Chicago, though, so it's not like
he
doesn't
play great there, Malzi.
Yeah, but it's not like he doesn't know what cold, sloppy weather is like.
Well, how about playing well in cold, sloppy weather?
That wasn't my main concern, though. I mean, I'm just talking about later in the season with this year with the way the schedule's, you know, set up.
I mean, that is, Dave, we're talking.
Sorry, Dave.
Man, for a guy with high football acumen, you slipped on the old trigger finger there.
No, I didn't. We got a lot of other people to get to, well, and then I don't want to give them short shrift.
Then you know what I'm going to do? Zip my lips and go back to the early days of this station when it was roll calls, baby.
The early days of this station when you talked less and listened more? When did that happen? Here's Jimbo on the fan. Hello, Jimbo.
Huh?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jim.
I would take that. I appreciate you taking the call. I would take that deal in a second. The question you're asking is, would you take it now, not would you like to wait longer in the season? Of course I would. I would take him now. He's demonstrated that he has all the skills. He's been flawless in his decision-making, aside from what his first rollout pass in his first game that he practically skipped to Calvin Austin. He's been incredibly accurate. You take away the big play penalties. Pickens should have two more touchdowns. Pickens should have another 40-yard bomb in there that totally changes the complexion of that first game.
Rebuttal.
He's
it's three games.
Everything you would need to see. But that's not the game. That's not the question. The question is, has he demonstrated enough to show that he easily could be the quarterback of the future? Yes. Compared to the Daniel Joneses and everything,
the money makes
sense.
No, the question is, would you
make
the deal now? And if his people came to the Steelers and said, we'll take $50 million today, I would say no, not yet.
For that number, I would absolutely say yes. Compared to the finances of who gets
well, so
that
what?
Money
if you
nowadays,
were the Minnesota, if you were running the Minnesota Vikings, you'd give Darnold $50 million a year right now,
you
based
just,
on three games.
You just drafted a first round quarterback, though. There,
damn it, Malzi, that is a good point.
Donnie's landlord chimes in by saying, Pony is so frugal with his money these days. Rowdy doesn't get $200,000 from him. Fields doesn't get the extension right now. He's got a real tight grip on that wallet.
I've got a kid at home now. Here's Drew next. Hello, Drew.
Yeah, Tony, there's no way that I would disagree. I mean, I think you would definitely pay him that kind of money. But the question is he wouldn't take that kind of money for 2 years.
No, I'm hearing the exact opposite. I think he wants it right now. I think he wants the security. I think he wants to know that he's the starter and that they're going to pay him, not like a high-end guy, but like someone that's good enough to start games in this league.
Well, I usually agree with you, but I totally disagree with you. I think there's no way he's going to look for a 4-year deal, and with the way the Steelers' offense is, it fits his offensive skill.
Drew, just to be clear, then, if you disagree with Pony and you don't actually believe what he's being told that Fields actually would do this, then I'm assuming that if Fields actually would do this and Pony is hearing correct, you would sign that in a heartbeat, right? You would agree to that if you were the Steelers?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
I'll bring you the pen.
Okay. All right, thank you, Drew. Did we get any response from Starkey on this time that the time they did?
He's on like the third hole at noon.
Yeah, I was going to say he must have teed off already.
Malzi, I got two birdies already. It's an incredible start.
But I don't think he'd make something like that up.
I just don't know who it would have been. Like, would it have been somebody in the 90s pre-Roethlisberger?
Mark is next. Hello, Mark. Mark? See you, Mark. Eric is next. Hello, Eric.
Hey, gentlemen. I think Starkey's crazy. I don't think anybody in the 90s got a deal done during the season. But I absolutely, 2 years at $50 million, 25 per, 100% would do that deal right now. Not only because the biggest question, I think, was his ability to throw into tight windows, and he's showing that he's progressing in that area, but also because I want to show people like Cam and TJ that you're actually trying to win Super Bowls, and you're actually trying to progress the team.
And giving a guy off of three games a contract that pays him like an average NFL quarterback, does that, Eric?
I believe so, because I don't see anybody in the college game. I don't see anybody coming in and doing anything differently. I think showing them that, hey, we got our guy. This is the guy we're moving forward with. This is what our offense is going to be, and this is who we are going to be, and we can win this way. It is the showing, hey, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we can win.
Again, this is a risk I would want to take. Thanks, Eric. It's a risk I would want to take because the cap right now looks like it's going to go up to over $250 million next year. I think the cap, like team spending to it basically, are at $244 million. If say you assume that the cap's going up beyond $250 million next year,
mm-hmm.
and you're paying him $25 million, that's 10%. For comparison, right now TJ Watt's $31 million, or his is $28 million, counts for 15.3% of the cap. Minka almost 9%. I'm fine, even if it's like a little bit working in fits and spurts for a bit with Fields, or if he's a league average quarterback, which is way better than what they've had from the majority of the last 2 years. Paying him 10% when I've got two defensive players, actually five defensive players who are currently counting, Pony, for 41% of my cap.
I know our next guy's a believer. That's Anthony in Oakland. Hello, Anthony.
I certainly am, and I could see why Doug Whaley is an ex-general manager when he came up with that comment the other day.
Good to have you back, Anthony. How are you,
Anthony,
brother?
What was up with that? I've never heard any... If a caller called in with it, we'd want him drug tested immediately.
Anthony, if you called in with it, we might have to break your whatever collective bargaining rules you'd throw back in our face and say, we need to drug test you.
Yes, I would deserve it. But, Pony, you and I went at this before the season started.
Yeah.
I said they should have given him a bridge contract like Jordan Love had.
Yep.
Because I anticipated this. And you know what's happening? We're going to see a lot like Ryan Tannehill because of Arthur Smith, but we haven't even tapped into his great, one of his best aspects, which is his running ability. I mean, he has some running ability similar to Jackson if it's tapped into, but I like how the Steelers are making him a quarterback first before they tap into those.
He's doing a lot of very good things. You can read sack percentages down, interception percentages way down.
I got waylaid here by you boys. Thank you, Anthony.
The sweet spot for him is going to be, can they start to bring in the playmaking ability while keeping all the numbers that are bad that have gone down since he started here 3 games in? Can he keep those numbers down? That's
all I had was
game.
Dave and North Huntington, and you guys had everybody else who agreed with you that said give him 3 games. But you weren't saying that after 3 games with Mason Rudolph, give the guy $25 million a year. And have these 3 games been better than Mason's first 3 games? I would say no. They've not been.
The Justin Fields ceiling, I think, is much higher than Mason, which is why I'm saying it. It's different when you have a guy
careful. Hoke was here not too long ago, Chris. He might come back and fight you on that.
I mean, Mason and Fields are the two best quarterbacks who have suited up for them since Roethlisberger retired.
Paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums, contact the Buell Insurance Agency today. Moved up because we will be talking about the Pirates going out with a whimper in a couple hours as they finish up their home schedule at PNC Park.
Hold on. Now that you say that, wait a minute, pal. Brian De La Cruz.
Just in time he woke up out of his two-month
blind
slumber.
Squirrel finding acorn for a two-run homer.
Woo! A flexible Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team. Check the Mic podcast with Sam Monson, our guest right now. Steve, if Justin Fields' people came to you. You are Omar Khan in this situation. You are much shorter, and you are bald. And you are heading the Pittsburgh Steelers front office. And Fields' agent said, 2 years, $50 million. My client will sign that deal now. Would you do it?
No, not yet. No.
Let's go. He's on my side. Woo!
No, I can't do it. Look, I mean, it's a fun story around the league that players like Fields, you know, Geno Smith, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, all the second chance, third chance type of quarterbacks, and maybe there is this cheaper spot of getting guys for 20, 25 a year, say 25 a year instead of 50 a year. We're 3 games into
that's
this, though, guys.
That's exactly what I said, Steve.
Points.
You don't need to guys
eight
me.
8 points a game they're giving up, so
guy,
yeah, that's tough to
say
do right
guys
now.
To Mueller and Donnie for that, who already want to just get it in, big John Hancock on there and go with Fields for 2 more years.
I am shocked. I am shocked that that is how this has played out, that it's not in reverse.
Wait, in reverse how? Like that I would be the one who's not on the
I'm
side?
I'm the level-headed guy here. I'm looking analogically and not emotionally.
I expected Pony to be like 25, give him 40, you know, maybe over 5 years.
No, Pony's got a newfound tight-fistedness. He didn't want Rowdy Tellez to get a $200,000 plate appearance bonus
Correct.
Yesterday. He's He's really watching the budget, Steve, even though it doesn't have his name on the check.
By the way, is that a Fun and Gun Florida Steve Spurrier shirt you're wearing on our YouTube channel? Oh, let's go.
It is 1990 to 2001, Fun and Gun. I was a big mid-90s Florida fan.
And I was a big mid-90s Nebraska fan, so what happened to Florida in that national title game was a very pleasant situation.
And I was at the 1999 Orange Bowl. I don't know if I ever told you guys that story. January 2nd, 1999, for my birthday. Syracuse, Florida.
Man, you want to talk about a historical mismatch.
What a great day in Miami. The Bills played the Dolphins in a wild card game that day, and then at night, there was Florida versus Syracuse. Yep. Anyways,
Donovan McNabb.
Oh, yeah, Steve.
And then eventually Syracuse transitioned to its final form, which was Butler PA's own Troy Nunes running the freeze
option.
And now
Kyle McCord. Steve's got to start crunching Kyle McCord tape for next year's draft.
Oh,
I ain't
stop.
Kidding.
Don't lead us into a Syracuse referendum.
Steve's going to back me up on that. He's got NFL future written all over him. Quick processor.
He's sneaking into day three. Day three right now. I love watching games at the Carrier Dome.
Where Kenny probably should have been. Anyway, that was a little sucker punch I threw him, Steve. Just a tiny sucker punch. So I saw a chart that I liked about Fields. It made me feel good about like what he's been doing so far, Steve. I know the numbers aren't eye-popping, but receiver separation is something we talk about all the time. It wasn't a PFF chart. It was just I forget who I would like to credit for this, but basically, Fields, even though he's completing 73% of his passes, is doing it in like the hardest conditions imaginable. His receivers are never getting separation, like almost always covered by the definition of open or not. And he is throwing the lowest percentage of passes to open receivers, which isn't a surprise. Should I feel that good about the fact that he's still completing almost three quarters of his passes under those conditions? And is that the kind of thing that maybe foretells or foreshadows even greater improvement from him?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's encouraging. I would start by all the receiver separation stuff. I would just take with a little grain of salt. I still think no matter who the source is, little, you know, infancy stage as far as really trying to track that properly. But I would be encouraged by Fields and the way he's played. I mean, I just watching, I just posted the stat about his PFF grade on first reads. I just think they've done a nice job.
Steve?
It's an 81. So in previous years, he was PFF passing grade between 55 and 63, I believe it was. And he's at 81 so far this year. And that's what sticks out to me, is that his first reads, they're giving him these triangle-type reads, high-low reads, and he's hitting his back foot. He's canceling reads and getting the ball to players. He might be a tick late sometimes, which might be part of the reason why his receivers are covered. But I've been real impressed with his accuracy, his comfort level, hitting his back foot and throwing the ball on time more than ever. So yeah, I think no matter what, there should be at least there are at least encouraging signs from Fields this year.
Just to be very clear, the person who did this chart apparently is a PFF guy, JR Fortgang, throw the damn ball on Twitter.
Yeah.
Apparently that's
okay. Judah, yeah.
Okay.
Those are PFF numbers. All I'm saying is there are probably adjustments that are needed sometimes and time to throw adjustments. And I don't know exactly how much of that is already in there.
Here's an open-ended question then quickly on him. Like, is there anything that you feel right now that's a metric that's out there for a guy like Fields? Like, was there anything that about Geno Smith, for example, who I think is a good example? He's making $25 million. I think he is one of the better quarterbacks in the league, despite not always getting mentioned as such. Was there anything that foretold that Geno Smith actually had this in him, that he could become this much more accurate player, this pretty dynamic passer? Are there stats or the things other than the eye test that we can realistically go by where we could guess, hey, maybe Justin Fields is going to continue to do this, this, and this?
I don't think with Geno there was. I really don't. I mean, I think it's very difficult to use data to predict quarterback breakouts, right? I think once you have a big enough sample, you could say, hey, Mahomes is probably going to be great, and Josh Allen will probably be great for the most part. But I think it's tough to take small samples. I mean, with Fields, I still go back to college, right? I mean, he was accurate in college. He was accurate down the field. It was a whole different system. He wasn't under pressure a whole lot. He had great receivers. But I always felt like he had that in him. And I think with Arthur Smith, at least this past week, especially against the Chargers, they get the ball out of his hands quicker than ever. I mean, this was one of the quickest, most decisive games, probably the most decisive game I've ever seen from Fields. So I don't know how you get to that point other than good coaching and putting pass concepts in place that will kind of pull that out of him. And I feel like that's what we're seeing with Fields and the Steelers.
Steve Palazzolo, check out his new home, the 33rd team, and his podcast, Check the Mic with Sam Monson. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, man.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what did you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.